This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Imagine for a moment that you grew up in the city of Corinth, which is one of the most pagan and immoral cities in the whole Roman world. You were married, but you were engaging in temple prostitution, and it was a regular part of your life. In fact, it was a part of your parents' lives. And then one day you heard the Apostle Paul preaching the gospel. You responded and put your faith in Jesus Christ and became a part of the Corinthian church. And after your conversion, Paul stayed on in your city for over a year. You continued to hear him teach and preach. And it was during this time that you learned God's perspective on the gift of sex. Paul was very specific. Engaging in sexual behavior with any woman other than your wife is sinful and out of the will of God. But you didn't hear everything clearly. Your previous immoral background distorted your thinking, and you thought that Paul was teaching that sex is sinful, even in marriage. Consequently, you needed clarification. And this is why Paul wrote,
"A husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife, and likewise a wife to her husband. Do not deprive one another, except when you agree for a time to devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again. Otherwise, Satan may tempt you because of your lack of self-control."
Though the cultural situation in Corinth was far different from our own, or at least it used to be, there's a principle to live by that comes from Paul's letter. We are to view sex as a sacred gift from God to be used only within the bonds of marriage.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.